News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
17 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, the far-right National Party of Marine Le Pen leads following the first round of the French general elections. Author and journalist, Paris-based journalist Lara Marlow is with us now. Lara Marlow, good morning to you. The risk that Macron took in causing this election seems to have been realised.
Totally. I mean, this is an absolute catastrophe for Macron. His party has gone from 250 seats in the National Assembly to a projected 60 to 90 seats after the second round next Sunday. So he's basically dissolved his own party rather than dissolving the parliament. Jean-Luc Mélenchon, the far-right leader, was boasting last night on the Place de la République. He said, it's just us against the far right now, there's nobody in the middle, which is a bit of an overstatement because Macron is still there, but barely just. I mean, his party got only 20% of the vote.
A little bit like other countries, the centre has been eroded. After next Sunday, are we going to have a much more polarised France?
Probably the most likely result is a very chaotic just ungovernable France. It's gridlock in the National Assembly because there are basically two possibilities for next Sunday. One possibility is that Marine Le Pen's national rally, the RN party, will get an absolute majority. If that happens, her protege, Jordan Bardella, who's only 28 years old, will certainly become the prime minister of France. France will have an extreme right-wing prime minister. And in that case, he would govern in what they call cohabitation with Macron, but Macron's powers would be very much diminished. But the more likely scenario at this point is that no party will win 50% or more. The far right will be the largest party, but Bardella says he will not become prime minister unless he has an absolute majority, unless he has 50% or more. So that means gridlock. Macron could not call another parliamentary election for another year, which means basically a year lost with a country that is ungovernable. And it's not clear who Macron could name as prime minister in the event that no party gets a clear majority.
We are curtain twitching from Ireland looking at this and wondering what is going on in France. Lara, you've lived there a long time. What is happening that is leading to this surge in support in what is one of Europe's most multicultural countries?
It really is stunning. I mean, when you think that the former National Front, the National Rally, has more than tripled its share of the vote since Macron was first elected 7 years ago. I think that Macron is a large part of the problem. He's perceived by a very large number of people to be arrogant and out of touch and to have reduced the standard of living for the average French person. He's perceived to have governed on behalf of the rich. And French people, you know, in all of the debates, his prime minister, Gabriel Attal, kept telling people things are better. Unemployment has never been so low. It's true that unemployment is down to 5%, which is extremely low for France. But people don't feel that. They see the prices going up and up and up. Inflation is a big problem. The other question is immigration. And the extreme right tells people constantly, all of your problems are caused by immigrants. They are taking up all the social spending. They're taking over your country. And people believe it.
Lara Marlow, author and Paris-based journalist, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.